Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "Mr. Lincoln, what are you doing?" Lincoln's law partner, the young Billy Herndon, always called him Mr. Lincoln. And so what was Mr. Lincoln doing? While he was sitting on the floor of their office, he was hugging his knees, and apparently when Herndon discovered him, he'd been curled up in a ball like that for quite a while. Lincoln's reply, "I'm looking for the right word." The right word meant everything to Abraham Lincoln. His spiritual life is most clearly seen to us first in his words. Throughout his life, Lincoln's language, his word choice, shows us his ideas and his values, the terrain of his spirit. Like old stone walls in New England, Lincoln lines up his words to outline his thought. His words take into account the lay of the land. His phrases speak to the facts on the ground, to our history. When at the end of the Gettysburg Address he says, "of, by, and for the people," he is, of course, standing before, almost amongst, a crowded field of standing people, upwards to 20,000 people. When at the end of his second inaugural address, he speaks of the widow, the orphan, and those who have borne the suffering of the war, the soldiers, the crowd that day was notably filled with men who had missing arms and missing legs. The war-wounded survivors were everywhere, and he chose words that spoke to them, even for them. So here's a word that Lincoln picked that stands out. He, like Shakespeare, sometimes actually practically invents a word. It is disenthrall. We don't expect a presidential speech to focus on our state of being enthralled or disenthralled, maybe a novelist or a poet. This was Lincoln telling Congress that we must disenthrall ourselves. Lincoln meant we must wake up to what is really going on, and we must put away our old ways of thinking, our old ways of seeing things, put away what he called the dogmas of the quiet past. This was his call to spiritual renewal, a very American call, to think anew, to act anew, and then, he says, then we shall save our country. Salvation comes from renewal. One historian says of that speech that Lincoln was crafting an alternative vision of reality. Spiritual transformation, spiritual change, is, of course, the work of religion. But Lincoln makes it the work of all the people, makes it a political thing to do as well. Lincoln, more than any president and most writers, brings together those two parts of our life, the spiritual and the political, the sacred and the secular, and he does it without mixing church and state. His clear words encompass the real fields of life and give us a spirit for life, spirit in words like charity, like new birth of freedom, like mystic chords of memory. Abraham Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his spirit continues to teach us through his particular words, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.